here we are. Happy hump day. It's Brian Garrity, your host, and I'm back for Big Daddy Lifestyles and Pop Culture. And I am so incredibly excited. It's almost like a child before Christmas, the night before when you can't sleep. We have an amazing guest. You heard the opening to the show. That's her. The incomparable, the beautiful, the intelligent. Oh, I'm so excited. Sandra Bernhardt. Sandra, welcome to the show.
My God. I just called some sort of a... Have I paid you for that? That was unbelievable.
What? Right? Okay. You are just...
And you're playing one of my original songs that I wrote and recorded that I happen to love, and I can't believe you know about that.
Are you kidding?
The whole thing is just like I'm just over the moon.
Oh, that makes me happy. I will tell you, I have been a fan of yours going all the way back to the Henry Ford Theater in L.A. when you did your one-woman show.
Yes,
that's the first
thank
time.
You.
The first time I got turned on to you. My best friend at the time, who's passed, God rest his soul, but he said there was just this amazing comedian, actress. She's intelligent. You're going to love her. And you're beyond intelligent, in my words. So we went to the show at the Ford Theater, and I just got to tell you, I left that night and said, I'm in love. So you're
that
just...
That was a particularly fun show at the Ford Theater in L.A.
It was.
I mean, it was a memorable evening, and I'm thrilled you were there.
I love how you just had your rack of clothes and just got changed right between sets on stage. You know, that's what I love about you. You're right out there, right in everybody's face.
You know what you got to be. I mean, because now more than ever, with things just so insane for no reason.
Amen, sister.
If you don't really have deep, you know, layers and levels to your work, then you shouldn't be doing it, because it's so easy for everybody to be out there shocking each other over the most banal stuff. But there's got to be an under layer to it that has meaning, because the world seems to have less and less meaning every minute. It just shocks me.
I mean, it's absolutely shocking. And you see, which I know you probably don't watch a lot of television from what I've seen and what we've talked about, but you know, I loved you in Good Christian Bitches. I don't know why, or GCB, excuse me for those folks who don't want me saying bitches on the radio. But I loved you on GCB on the series finale. I was hoping that show would continue.
I know. It's very disappointing to everybody.
I love Kristen Chenoweth.
Fabulous.
You did such a great job on... You do a great job on everything you do. I know... one thing that really stands out for me about you, other than just I have uber love for you, you have a show Friday and Saturday night at Anthology.
That's right.
The word out everywhere.
Thank you.
Oh, are you kidding? Oh, you're welcome. We've got everybody. Friday night, Saturday night, Anthology downtown. It's a gorgeous venue.
There's one show Friday, two shows Saturday, 7:30 and 9:30. I expect all the San Diego groovy downtown kids come out and see me, as they should, and pay homage before the next election, and get a dose of the truth and inspiration for crazy times. Put everybody back on track with
That's
great music.
Girl.
I have a fabulous band. My guitar player, Mike Manning, is a rock god. He is young and hot and sexy. He plays with Demi Lovato, and he is so hot, and I'm so thrilled that he's got my back with the rest of my band, and we turn it out. It's hot, it's sexy, it's going to be a steamy, fun weekend in San Diego.
We would expect nothing less from
you. No, I would expect nothing less from myself.
Are you kidding? Yeah, this is what I love about you. And when you're talking about, you know, with all this reality television, a lot of the crap that you see out there, although, you know, it's sucking people in, left and right, obviously. I mean, I'm a bit of a Bravo-holic. I love Sandrology. Are you going to be doing that anymore on Watch What Happens?
No, occasionally. I mean, on a regular basis, it was, I don't think the audience that watches on a regular basis
exactly
really got what I was doing there.
It's too highbrow. It was too
highbrow.
A little highbrow,
you know, like, boom, you know.
I think I can see it.
Kind of like, you know, I mean, I love Andy Cohen. We're good friends, and he really supported me and wanted that to work out. But it's segued into some other things. I've been out pitching a new show, and you know, there's a lot of stuff in the works, and I feel very confident that in the next year I will be back on television in the way I should be.
Absolutely, and we want you back on television.
Thank you.
And that, it's interesting how you talk about the Bravo audience, and I mean, for those people that watch it and enjoy it and can take it for what it is.
Yeah,
that's one
exactly.
thing. But unfortunately, you have a lot of people that this becomes their reality. No, folks. It's
I know. They take it. I mean, the reality becomes, you know, the unreality, the literal.
It's amazing to me. I mean, I'll hear people talking about it as if, like, it's a situation that, you know, a lot of that stuff is pre-produced.
Well, it's all scripted, darling. I hate to break everybody's, you know, bubble, but
that's my girl. Go, girl.
Lightly scripted.
Go, girl.
Crap that, you know, that it interferes with, the, you know, the whole zone of great writing, intelligent, you know, acting. And it's an insult to people who've been in the business and working as hard as they have for, you know, the past 20, 30, 40 years. I mean, there's such great talent out there. We don't need the airwaves clogged with that kind of, you know, just crap. And it also, it's just, it's harmful because people start to confuse and blur the lines and how they have their own relationships.
Exactly. If you don't mind, and I really so appreciate you calling. We have we're having a pop culture hour. We generally talk about the type of stuff that you and I are talking about, and mm-hmm. exactly your philosophy is a lot of what we share here. But we have in studio psychologist. I need her here. No, Dr. Angela Moskowitz, and she'd like to say hello to you.
Great.
Hi there.
There
Hello,
you are.
How are you?
And she's a fan. She's a fan.
Oh, a huge fan.
And I have, and we also have our pop princess. Her name's Julie. We call her Julie Pop. And when she found out you were going to be on, last night we were just all doing a dance and just so excited. Your support team, your manager, great guy. You've got a really great, great group in place.
I do. I've some great new people who've come into my life in the past year, and I'm really, really, things are really turning around.
And not by accident. Not by accident.
No, I was ready for some major changes. So that, you know, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, like, it was time to get on a different path.
And I mean, doesn't that happen? It's kind of like I'm a real estate agent doing a radio show. People want to know, like, every other hour that on this segment during the week, it's another real estate agent doing a show. My show's obviously very different than them. God bless all of them. Everybody has their own gig. But I did my first two shows centered around real estate. My brother called me and he said, "My God, where the heck are you?" He's like, I was basically asleep by the time the show was over. And I was like, hey, if you can't rely on family to give you the truth, who can you rely on? So
right.
I had one of those moments. I had one of those moments where I was like, I am just going to go out there and be me, you know? I don't care. And if I have to take some hits, you know, we talk about bullying and all these sissies that hide, you know, hide on the internet. I know you have a daughter, so what, 10, 12 years old?
14, actually.
Wow.
Whoa. Now, that is amazing. I don't know where the time goes.
I don't either.
That's
amazing. When you're busy, it just goes.
It does. It does. So in when you talk about incarnations, I've had a lot of medical challenges. You know, and people judge, let's just say, without knowing the facts. And I finally got to a specialist that is really changing my life. And in doing that, I picked up the radio show. I do a segment twice a month on TV. And I've always wanted to do this kind of stuff, but I never thought, like, I would be able to. Because it's hard. You, out of anyone, understand. I mean, you pay your dues.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I'm 47 years old, so I'm a latecomer.
You sound so much younger.
But, you know. But I'm,
he's
but,
a baby.
I'm a, yes, but I'm a latecomer.
You're so much younger. You're completely immature and haven't had any experiences. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I know. Don't you see? No, what am I doing here? But I wanted to ask you, I love the show Friday night. We'll be there. We bought tickets. We're going to give away tickets.
Wonderful. I'll see. And by the way, I sign merchandise after the show.
It's a Yay!
For the general audience, if you
Heaven.
Get in line and, you know, buy some cute little thing that I have to offer, you will meet me, I will sign, and everybody can do a picture with me.
You
They're well-behaved and not crazy.
Right. They've got to behave themselves.
Yeah.
She was at La Jolla Playhouse earlier this year.
That's
we had
right.
an excellent, excellent time. We met you after the show.
Great.
I was like sending your manager pictures. Tell her, remind her, we love her. And I thought, like, I'm just such a child right now. And I felt like, I don't care. This is like, you're giving me pure joy. You're giving
me
pure joy.
That's what I intend to do.
And I just love your humor. You have a sharp wit. You have a sharp tongue. You don't hold back, which I love.
Sweetie, don't worry. If I haven't by now, I'm not going to start.
I mean, right? Come on.
Yeah.
And I saw something recently to you, a clip of your performance in Chicago. I don't know, maybe it was a year or so ago with your Manolos or...
The First Amendment show.
The First Amendment show, yeah.
Yes.
And that was hilarious. And I love the Neimans and the whole setup there. You hit reality as reality is, but you're much more highbrow than so folks, if you don't have, how do I say it politely? You gotta have a mind, okay? And you have to have an intellect to love
I think it's easy for anybody to educate themselves. I mean, reading is all you have to do is go to a few websites and get some, you know, classic books that, you know, that can really open your mind and take you to new places and just keep reading. And that's what it's about. And get off the, you know, dedicate an hour of reading a day and you'll start changing your life.
Seriously.
Yep.
Now, I appreciate you calling in. Can you tell us a little bit about what we're going to see on Friday night? I'll be there Friday night, so you'll
Obviously, there'll be, you know, it'll open with a lot of, you know, political references. It's also, you know, it's kind of an homage to the working class and to the unions, because I'm a very pro-union person. Right now it seems like they're really getting beat up, you know, the teachers' unions. And,
they're basically going
out. Listen, there's always corruption within every organization, but this country was cleaned up and built on unions and the protection of unions. I mean, let's not forget that, you know, five-year-olds were working, like, in meat factories in Chicago getting their arms pulled out of their socket, you know, back in the turn of the century. And not only this century, although they probably are now too. You know, so we got to like remember that it's the workers in this country who've, you know, continued to keep it running. And so, you know, there's that. But then, of course, there's, you know, those personal anecdotal stories about my life, my relationship, you know, travel, my girlfriend, you know, places I've been, people I've seen, you know, experiences in the business, all interwoven with great songs and funny, you know, crazy, you know, travel guides through the universe, you know, done Sandy style.
I'm
covering all the bases and, you know, really trying to, like, hit home hard before the election, obviously. And, you know, I always assume my audience is there, you know, because we're all on the same page. But you never know. You might influence somebody.
You definitely.
Hold on 1 second, guys.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Hold on.
No worries. So you're listening live to ESPN 1700 AM. We have the gorgeous and uber intellectual Sandra Bernhard with us. She is being very gracious of her time.
Interview.
Here she is. There's my girl. There's my girl.
I love being with you. I am so excited to be back in San Diego.
Right.
It's a beautiful place. I have a lot of good friends there. And we're going to whip it up into a frenzy at Anthology Friday and Saturday. Thank you for your support, and I will give you hugs and kisses, and we will reconvene on Friday night.
We will. Okay.
Can't wait to see you.
I can't either. Thanks
so
much for calling
in.
Of course, Sandra, you're beautiful. Give your daughter a big hug. And
I will.
Can't wait to see you on Friday. Thank you so much. Folks, we're going to break. We'll be right back. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, pop culture and some other exciting things.
You know, it's sometimes $800, $900 a month just for unsecured debt credit cards. And yet they're still raising interest rates, and probably because of the new credit card regulations.
We have to understand that loophole in the CARD Act was that if you just make the minimum payment, it gets applied to the lowest interest portion of your balance first. If you have credit card debt and you can only afford to make the minimum payments, you have to start looking and becoming educated about your Chapter 7 bankruptcy options. Make a simple phone call to William McDonald's office. It's 858-437-0101. 800-800-0303. You can schedule an appointment when it's convenient for you. Find out what your options are. You're not going in there to file for bankruptcy. That's not the way it works. You go in, you become educated, and you see, hey, does this make sense for me financially, me and my family? Are we going to benefit from this significantly, and should we do it? 858-437-0103. 858-437-0103 to get your free consultation with William McDonald. Just tell him Mr. Credit sent you.
This is Lisa with the McDonald Legal Group. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Hi, Mr. Credit here. Are you looking to buy a new or used car? Would you like to get a special deal just for listening to the show? All you have to do is go to bestcardealsandiego.com and get connected with my friends at Toyota of Escondido. I guarantee you get a great deal and walk away happy. They'll give you the most for your trade and the lowest price for your new or used car purchase. They have a 12.5-acre facility, so finding the perfect car is easy. By the way, they can finance anyone. If you've had a bankruptcy, short sale, foreclosure, even a repossession, everyone walks away happy at Toyota of Escondido. Just go to bestcardealsandiego.com today. That's bestcardealsandiego.com. Toyota of Escondido is a family-owned and operated company, so you can support the local community, get treated the way you deserve, and ultimately get the best car deal in San Diego. Go to bestcardealsandiego.com right now. That's bestcardealsandiego.com and get the best possible deal on a car in San Diego today. Best Car Deal San Diego.
Teamwork is essential when it comes to being the best. Working together, striving for excellence through training, dedication, and always going beyond what is expected translates into success. Western Exterminator was founded on that same philosophy, and over 90 years later, that philosophy remains unchanged. Whether it's for your home or business, when the yellow truck with the little man and the hammer rolls up, you're part of a winning tradition. Guaranteed. Western Exterminator, the final word in pest control.
It's a Hail Mary. Jones pulls it in. Touchdown!
Yeah. I'm in Jay Ross's living room. Jay, your team just won the game. What are you going to do next?
I'm going to break open another bottle of Crown Royal.
Excuse me?
We got to celebrate! Woo! Going to celebrate with some Crown!
There you have it. Jay Ross saying the words every fan longs to hear. I'm going to break out another bottle of Crown Royal.
Celebrate football's biggest moments with Crown Royal. Please drink responsibly. Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, 2012, The Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money GEICO saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Home Depot has a new lower price on Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation. Now just $11.87 a roll. It's softer and a lot easier to handle. And the new lower price? Well, that's a lot easier on your wallet. For a better insulation job, start with better insulation. Get your hands on Owens Corning EcoTouch, now only $11.87 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. There are so many reasons to show somebody you care. Birthdays, thank yous, or how about just because? I know I do that, and it pays off. My wife is never happier when I just say I sent flowers because. Send a beautiful bouquet right now of multicolored roses from 1-800-Flowers.com, backed by their 100% smile guarantee. For those passionate about flowers and obsessed with delivery and a smile every time, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. They've got an amazing offer for my listeners. Order one dozen multicolored roses and get an extra dozen and a glass vase for free. That's 24 roses and a vase for just $29.99. Twice as many flowers for one low price. For birthdays or just because. Order this limited-time offer today. To get this and other great offers, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. From your desktop or mobile device, click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name.
Okay, here we are. We're back. We're back with Brian Garrity and ESPN 1700 AM. What an amazing... I'm still in kind of shell shock because Sandra Bernhardt is always somebody that I've personally looked up to because she's extremely intelligent. She's very observant. And she's got a great way of getting her message across. Mm-hmm. She's very creative. I mean, she sings. She's a comedian. She's been in a ton of stuff. Folks, she'll be at Anthology this weekend, Friday at 7:30 and Saturday at 7:30 and 9:30. There's two shows Saturday. You can go to anthologysd.com, or you can call their box office. If you want the number, I'll do it really quick. It's 619-595-0300. That is the box office for Anthology. So we've been preempted for 2 weeks due to the Major League Baseball playoffs, and those things happen. Of course, it happened on Wednesdays. And Thursday guys got bumped, too. So I missed the audience. I missed my girls. I missed being here. I missed Julie. I missed Angie.
Well,
I missed you,
too.
I missed the whole gig. I do. I really, really love doing this radio show.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing that I do want to talk about, we're going to go over like what's happening with X Factor for those of you that are following. I'm a little fuzzy, I think, on some of it because we were in Hawaii, which was nice, and then came back and got the airline bug or whatever it was. But so I don't know if I missed a show or two, but what I was thinking about, and I also saw Madonna concert, which I want to talk about, you know, and she's somebody that I always hailed to being this, you know, superstar, reinventing herself, businesswoman. I think people forget it's a business. And the show, I don't mean to digress and jump all over the place, but let's hit the Madonna part first. The show started on the ticket at 8. She took the stage at 10:30. And I thought that was a little much. I really did. You got to figure her audience, I mean, are not 20-year-olds anymore, 25-year-olds.
Right.
They're more our age group, like, you know, 35
30s,
plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, 40, 50, yeah, 30s. Yeah, exactly, 30s. But she did an amazing show. She's a little rough, and I've seen every show that she's had. And so definitely I am somebody that's followed Madonna. I know people have their own opinions about her. I will say that some people that have opinions of her, you know, she's a slut or whatever they want to say. You know, those nasty kind of comments that you get in reading the blogs. Now, Julie, can you? Yeah. I mean, it's wrong. They're misunderstanding what she's trying to provoke. But what do you think of Madonna?
I think she's just sexy. I think she's got it going on. I think, you know, I heard. Oh, I was going to ask you. Did you see her trying to be sultry to her ex, Sean Penn? I heard all about that at that L.A. concert.
Yes, she was.
Giving him his own private show in front of all of the people.
Yes, she was.
Yeah. Oh,
it was quite a night. It was quite a night, I will tell you. She looks amazing. I mean, obviously.
Her body is.
Yeah, I mean, come on. She's
stellar.
She's amazing. And there was a lot of political commentary in the show. So when we talk about Sandra, and I didn't want to go back on it. You know, I think Sandra, well, I know Sandra and Madonna were friends back in the 80s. Sandra is just more talented than Madonna. But Madonna, I've been a Madonna fight. I followed every show that she's done. This last show, there was she used some profanity to let the audience know that you're lucky to be living in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I can't use the word, but
right.
I think you guys can figure
right.
what it is. And, you know, it really, okay, so she came on at 10:30, show's time was at 8. I obviously wasn't at the arena at 8. I know there's no chance in heck she would show up at 8, but usually 9 or 9:30. I mean, 10:30, come on, we're getting older here.
It's a little disrespectful.
It was a lot, and for a $350 ticket.
Wow. What was going on before that?
She's been coming on at 10:30 for every show. If you read the blogs and the reviews, that's the biggest turnout for most people. Mm-hmm. I can't figure out, what do you think from a psychological standpoint? Is it her asserting her 30 years of dominance in the industry as the number one female touring artist for, I'm sure it will be this year, but.
Well, if you showed up for an appointment with me and I showed up 2 hours late, Yeah, how would you
rude.
Feel?
It's rude.
I'm 52, so you need to wait. I'm going to assert my dominance. I'm sorry.
Tell us what it is, baby. You're on the Brian Garrity Show. We're not on a whole back show. Change the channel if you want to have sugar coated.
You'd have every right to walk, stand up and leave. No.
Oh, absolutely. I was completely pissed.
Did she apologize?
Oh, hell no.
She didn't?
Not
and
at
I
all.
Heard that was no, a she, constant. She did that both nights. In every city.
So, like, I should have believed what I was reading and followed it and just showed up. And
at
I think
10,
I
would. 10:30.
Yeah, I think I would have felt a little less.
Taken advantage of?
Yeah, I felt. And then, you know, she took swipes at Gaga in her show, which, you know, what bothers me, they say flattery, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Gaga has said in multiple interviews, multiple different mediums, TV, magazines, whatever, that Madonna is someone who she's always looked up to, emulated. You know, so, of course, in her work, you're going to see some homage to that. And I felt like Madonna taking a swipe. There was that big controversy about Gaga's song Born This Way being a ripoff of Express Yourself. So what Madonna did is she played Express Yourself, sang it, and then in the middle of it changed to Born This Way. And then she has a song called She's Not Me, and then she's singing that song, She's Not Me, although I don't have a singing voice. Now probably everybody's
so
changing
petty.
The station.
That's so petty.
It was just so bitchy.
I think it's sad. Mm-hmm. I think it's sad. You know, when we feel good in our skin, right? We're feeling good.
Right.
Do we do that stuff? Do you have to be so grandiose? Do you have to put people down? And it reminds me of our bullying conversation before. I don't know. It's just disturbing. And I think she's magnificent. And you know I'm a singer. And I've sung her stuff over the years. I adore her in so many ways. I think she's phenomenally talented. And I think she's like Sandra. One thing they have in common is how they allow themselves to be just these open creative forces and how she's allowed herself to evolve. And there's so much that I admire about that. But this is sad to me when I hear this is disturbing. You know, she's not settled in her skin.
I actually, for the first time, was angry. Towards
yeah.
Madonna. I mean,
oh,
it really
man.
Changed my opinion. It really did.
I also, I don't know if the two of you had heard, but in a show in Colorado, she decided to whip out a gun and point it towards the audience.
She did
this
it in L.A.
Happening, though, after the shootings.
Columbine.
No,
yeah.
after
oh,
the movie Norwegian, theater.
The movie theater.
Shootings.
Yes.
So it's almost as if she... I don't know. Is she so callous and so above
everybody?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I
can't believe I'm having this conversation about Madonna, but I've turned. Well, I got pissed off.
Your eyes are open.
Folks, let me tell you the kind of guy I am. I will always be there for you. I will work my hardest for you. I'll get that house sold for you. Because remember, my real job, I'm a real estate agent.
That's right.
I'll get that house sold for you. And I'm going to tell you that... I'll always be there for you, but I'll never be above you. I'm always there in a cooperative effort. It really pissed me off at the concert.
Well, I think you're really disappointed. She let you down. Mm-hmm.
We have a lot more to talk about when we get back. We're here with Dr. Angela Moskowitz and Julie Pop. It's our pop culture hour. And believe me, we've got some more doozies in store. So hang 10 until we get back from break. You're with ESPN 1700 AM on the Brian Garrity Lifestyles Hour Show.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the United States own mutual funds. It makes me wonder how many of these people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is, you don't have to try and figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is willing to do a free risk cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, call the helpline today and get a free analysis so you can find out how much these investments are really costing you. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much? Dan will tell you this for free, and he'll also give you a risk analysis snapshot so you can find out if you're taking on more risk than you should be. Just call the helpline today at 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154. 888-0154.
Pacific Coast Commercial is a San Diego commercial real estate and property management company. Are you a business owner looking for the perfect building to purchase or lease? Or a landlord tired of high vacancies and the day-to-day challenges of tenants and property management? Pacific Coast Commercial handles the sales, leasing, and property management of all asset types throughout San Diego County. Let us show you why Pacific Coast Commercial is the right choice for you. Call Vince today at 619-469-3600. That's 619-469-3600. Or PacificCoastCommercial.com.
Highway 5 on Mission Bay Drive. Pacific Nissan. Pacific Nissan.
Hi, everybody. Dave and Jeff for Pacific Nissan. You know the jingle, but it takes more than a great song to stay in business for more than 30 years. It starts with the website, PacificNissan.com.
From there, you can check out the entire inventory of new and certified pre-owned vehicles, including the Nissan Leaf, 100% electric with zero emissions. Questions about financing? No problem. Get your credit approved and schedule a test drive before you've even stepped foot on the lot.
If you're active or a reserve in the military, Pacific Nissan wants to thank you for your service with special deals just for you. Now, one other great thing about Pacific Nissan, it's the service you get after the sale. Check out the website today, PacificNissan.com, or go on by, see Ron. Just don't mention our golf game. Pacific Nissan, Highway 5 at Mission Bay Drive.
Highway 5 on Mission Bay Drive. Pacific Nissan. Pacific Nissan.
Hey there, Dale Jr. here. Around my place, I depend on this truck to get things done. And that's why I depend on Quaker State Defy to help keep it running strong.
Quaker State Defy helps stop up to 98% of future engine wear. So while your odometer will keep on spinning, the wear will all but stop.
Defy time with Quaker State Defy Motor Oil.
Based on Sequence 4A wear test.
Save on Quaker State Defy at Family Dollar and enter the Quaker State Winning Drive Sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Official rules at QuakerState.com.
What is work? Was work talking about working? Is work telling others to work? No, work is actually working with your hands and your brains. Work is building skyscrapers and drilling for oil. Work is loading ships and building submarines. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. And if you're serious about it, work is a pair of Red Wing boots on your feet. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
All right, you're back. ESPN 1700 AM, the Brian Garrity Lifestyles Hour. It's here every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. And we just talk about all kinds of things on this show. And I just like it being one big melting pot. Real estate is what it was set out the show to be about. And we will talk about real estate, and it will be topical. But I just want you to know that, believe me, if there's something, there is one trend happening that I don't know why the bad eggs have to just keep popping up. It's like we're trying, you know, every time they try to make strides in recovery, you find someone else creating some other kind of scam or things. It's only going to bring things down. Folks, if you're approached by an agent or any person that would tell you, listen, destroy your house, list it. And when I say destroy it, make it very unappealing. List it. We're going to sell it low. And then they turn around. I guess they're in cahoots. I don't know what the scheme is totally, but I guess they're in cahoots with the person doing this. And then they turn around and relist the house, and they really make the house back to the order it should have been in so that it would have the appeal and the value that it should have. It's called flopping, not flipping. So don't confuse the two, because rehabbing and flipping, that's needed. That's necessary to, you know, help recover those eyesores on the street. But it's the real estate tidbit for the day is please don't do that if somebody approaches you. Be smart. Be smart about your actions. But we're back, and we're going to talk more. We were giving Madonna a bad time. Now, see, I even give her airplay on my show as the opening and in between breaks. I'm going to probably change that.
That may need to be renegotiated.
Yeah, I think we need to, and you know, look at putting Britney back up there. And I'll tell you. Sandra, definitely. I love Sandra's music. And that's one thing a lot of people don't know about Sandra is she did, I wanted to bring that up too. We just didn't have enough time. She was very, very generous with her time, and we very much appreciate it. But she did a show at La Jolla Playhouse, too, back in the 90s, where it was just a regular concert. She's got a beautiful voice, and I'm looking forward to Friday night. She's going to be at Anthology, folks, on Friday at 7:30, Saturday at 7:30 and 9:30. call Anthology to get your tickets. It's a great venue. You'll get to see Sandra Bernhard. Also, if you buy merchandise, she'll have a meet and greet afterwards. She'll sign that merchandise, take a ticket with you. She's a doll. I if you've not seen her live, it's an experience that you want to do, because she's an incredible, incredible entertainer. And I just love her. She's one of my top favorites. I love her on all levels. She's intellectual. Mm-hmm. She's smart. She's beautiful. And I just love, just like I have Julie and Angela, you meet all the same criteria.
So anyways,
but going into the Madonna's Disrespect and the concert, it's two things happened. The one beginning part of her show, and yes, I know she wants to be provoking, but almost at this point, 30 years later, it's like, okay, lady, it's starting to get old. Let's just play your greatest hits and go on.
Stop pushing the limits.
Yeah, stop pushing the limits, okay?
But Sandra's provocative, but she does it in a very
way.
Well, yeah, and she's respecting you, and she's not doing it in this grandiose way that Madonna's doing it. She's more humble.
She's
and it makes her way more approachable.
And we have Dr. Christopher Walensky, who's a good friend of mine, listening, and he concurs with us. He's probably one of the top dentists. He does on the cutting edge. He does laser dentistry. He's involved with a company, BioLase, up in Irvine. And they're this cutting edge company that, you know, eventually laser dentistry is going to be what all dentists are using. But he's listening today, so I want to shout out to him. Also, Patty Bevington, if you're listening, we got you taken care of. Hope you and your hubby are happy, and believe me, we were thinking about you and every day. So I'm so glad that things were taken care of for you. You're in my heart. You're in my soul. And one other tragedy that happened that I am remiss that I have not brought up. I have a client. She fits the bill like you guys. Intelligent, beautiful, et cetera, and just a gorgeous lady. Young, she's our age. She was separating from her husband, very amiable, nicest couple you'd ever want to meet. So when we had left to go to Hawaii, I did a real estate transaction for her. She was very loving about it. She's such a wonderful, I don't want to be emotional, but I might be. But she was out to dinner at a restaurant downtown, and she was eating steak, and she literally choked to death on a piece of steak.
Oh my
God,
I'm
and so,
sorry.
Pamela Weber, wherever you are, you're probably here with us today. Rest in peace. You were taken away from us way too young.
It's heartbreaking.
That's heartbreaking.
My gosh,
I can't talk
terrible.
About it anymore. Now I just do it down. So let's make a change so that I don't want to be crying on the radio. But I just, I was remiss in not bringing that up earlier. But you see all the spectrums of emotions with me. I don't wear my heart on my sleeve. You don't have to guess where we're at. But
in that vein, may I just honor a very good friend of mine who passed, Christina Dudley, a very good friend of mine who passed on very recently. And we walked for her on Sunday for the Susan G. Komen walk in Temecula. And, you know, just,
I know. Life is precious.
Yeah.
Life is precious. I think that it's easy to take or forget.
Yeah.
Every day is meaningful. And it's so easy to get caught up in the humdrum. Poopy. I don't know what words I can actually use to really put a good descriptor on it. But really, you get caught up in your day-to-day stuff, and it's just... Anyway, so let's get on.
I just wanted to honor her for a moment.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Me too. But, I think that Madonna at this point is starting to become like pushing the envelope. It's boring. It's starting to be boring.
We're getting tired.
You know, the show opened with, monks or whatever, chimes bonging. And here she comes blasting out with a machine gun from which would be a Catholic confessional. I grew up Catholic, so I recognized it. I don't know. If you didn't grow up Catholic, if you understood what she was coming out of, but I think for those of people that grew up, we're probably really, well, that's what she did it. I mean, she grew up strict Catholic. She's antagonized the Catholic Church throughout her whole career, but it just seems to me like, okay, I'm done. I'm bored now. I want to hear that music that makes us feel good. I'm not coming to a concert for it to be on a downer level. So in Denver, she actually kept that same part of the opening in there. I just, What's she thinking? What's she, and I, it's not like it wasn't brought to her attention before the show. I'll guarantee you that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think she loves it. I mean, it's all about this is her. Let's get a reaction out of mm-hmm. anybody. I guess, what do they say? Any publicity, negative or positive, is a good thing.
Yeah, let's
she'll take it.
Positive.
Let's say positive, Madonna.
No, I mean, it's just yeah. it's crazy.
It's not right.
I mean, she looks great, but you know, getting a machine gun pointing mm-hmm. at the audience.
It's about what's inside, Brian.
It is.
It's about what's inside.
It's all about what's inside.
Yes.
Going into that vein, one thing, she's taken such a huge hit over the years, is Britney Spears.
Britney, that's a girl.
I'm going to have to mix up.
Now, that's a great concert.
Okay,
that's a great concert.
All of her shows have been excellent. Now, everyone's going to say, she lip syncs, blah, blah, blah. Well,
I don't care.
But if you were running 10 miles.
Yeah, that's right.
I think it'd be really hard to say you're a singer.
I don't sound too good if I'm singing after running 10 miles.
I mean, I think it'd be hard. And yeah, she's definitely entertaining. And I've never been to one of her shows where she's addressed the audience by saying, F you, F this. You never hear that kind of language come out of her mouth.
Yeah.
She may be a little bit provocative sexually, but not anything that mm-hmm. would be inappropriate or these, mm-hmm. you know, super ultra conservative people that are making her out to be something she's not. And I mm-hmm. think X Factor mm-hmm. has really shown the business
show
Britney.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I love her on that show.
Yes. Yeah, she's fantastic.
I mean, I love her facial expressions.
The best.
I love the way she deals with the contestants.
She's honest and compassionate at the same time.
We
it's
get
a
the,
great
human,
balance.
The human yeah. factor yeah. of Britney. And mm-hmm. I like that. It's not the spacey, right. ditzy. I mean, she's actually composed. It's mm-hmm. it's the real deal.
It is. It yes. is. And I think it's amazing that I'm so glad she took that job. I am.
Me too.
I really am. I'm just like, it really shed a different light on mm-hmm. who she is.
Right.
You know, and she's somebody. She's got credibility. She mm-hmm. she should be on that job. Mm-hmm. She should be there judging. They have that Demi Lovato on there. I'll
yeah.
be honest. I knew who she was, but I mm-hmm. think she's maybe just that one generation. I'm pretty good
right,
about
right.
like all
right.
music, but I wasn't. I knew she was a Disney kid too, right?
I believe
she was.
Lopez?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Maybe because you have triplets.
I do. Like, yeah, because I'm a 15-year-old. Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's a demi
right.
demographic.
Yeah. Yeah. And she was connected to the Jonas Brothers, and they did a couple of films together. And
hence why the Jonas Brother was
yes.
her guest.
That's right.
Judge.
And she's actually a fantastic singer.
Yes,
really,
she is.
Really good.
I love that song, Skyscraper.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
She's really good. I think it's a fantastic panel. And I don't mean to segue over to American Idol, but I'm fearful for American Idol right now, given the panel that's sitting there. I don't know. I think. Sorry.
It's
a train wreck.
Oh, my gosh.
You're a pop. You're a pop princess. Jump on.
All right.
No, segue. Isn't Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj already having issues?
Oh, my gosh.
Or is that just
feuding.
Fodder? Are they?
Yeah, that's my understanding.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you've got
like in a huge way.
Two huge divas.
Uh-huh.
I think Nikki would probably be a little bit more rough and tumble if
yeah,
pulled off that
wig.
Right. Mariah
yeah.
better be watching herself.
Well, I think she is.
And, yeah,
I think she is. From what I'm reading, she's got, you know, added security around mm-hmm. her. And
she does?
It's, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I read an article. Barbara Walters, I guess, is good friends with Mariah Carey. And
she set the
and it was an article.
Straight.
Pardon me?
And she set the record straight about...
Yeah, it's not looking good. And you know what? I mean, American Idol really originally was about up-and-coming artists, the best of the best. And it's really sad. Now it's become American Idol's about the judges. And
the host
really
now.
The host. Oh,
now,
my gosh.
Now they've got Khloe Kardashian and Mario Lopez that
well,
have signed on.
Well, isn't that for
X Factor? Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry. You're right. Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
my
brain is spinning.
No, we're all. No. And, you know, most people out there watch these shows. They're huge.
Oh,
I mean,
right.
you've got 20
yeah.
million, 15 million viewers. Somebody's watching, folks. You may say you're not, but somebody is. So,
yeah.
Khloe's going to be on X Factor with Mario, so they're going to have both?
Yes.
I saw Khloe Kardashian was going to be host mm-hmm. of X Factor, and I thought, mm-hmm. wow, Kardashians.
I'm just kind of over that family. Yeah. I'm a little mm-hmm. over the narcissism. I'm a little over the egomaniacs. Mm-hmm. It's too much. It's too much. Even the mom had a nip slip yesterday. The mother.
Oh, that's nasty.
Please.
Nasty.
Okay.
Well, so, what's your take on that whole Kardashian thing bouncing around that we are today? There you go. That's a legitimate answer.
Enough said.
That's a legitimate answer.
No, it's so disturbing. It's so disturbing. And I get back to kind of really feeling sad for them in the end. Because, you know, sorry, I don't mean to be so psychobabbly. But, it's just, they're so detached, I think, and so disconnected from what is real and what's important and who they are. And from what I understand, and who knows, it's all through the media anyway, and it's all their personas on TV. But Khloé just seems to be so disconnected, so removed, so narcissistic. And I really enjoy X Factor. You know, I auditioned for X Factor. I mean, there's a lot that I really, really like about the show, but I got concerned when I heard she was hosting it. And because I think the panel of judges right now, it's a good, solid panel.
They're awesome.
A little bit concerned about the hosts, but no, I don't know. The Kardashians in general,
we've got some more. We have more Kardashian throwdown. I didn't mean to talk over
that's
you.
All right.
I
Go
hate
for
that.
It. That's
bad
okay.
radio etiquette.
You're so good.
But we're on ESPN 1700 AM. You're on the Brian Garrity Lifestyles Hour. You can reach us at 619-399-3300. Again, at 619-399-3300. I'll give you the 800 number next week. But if you want to call, if you have questions about Sandra, I'm going to have something, a surprise for you right before the end of the show. We'll be right back. So hang on, because the surprise is good.
You know, I talk a lot about real estate on the show because real estate mistakes are very costly. Many of the people I hear from who are in bad situations with money have made at least one or more real estate mistakes in recent history. It's tough for me because I would have easily been able to help them avoid those mistakes if we had spoken sooner rather than later. This is why I urge anyone who is facing foreclosure, thinking about a short sale, or stuck in what I call the loan modification nightmare to call the Real Estate Helpline today and get some free and honest advice before doing anything. You can also get a free home valuation and loan modification update as well. It's 888-888-0154. That's the phone number, 888-888-0154, or email online, MrCreditRadio.com.
If you have student loans, listen very carefully to this message. Student loan debt in America recently passed credit card debt as the number one debt held by Americans. The good news is Congress has taken action and there is now a program that can help you save money on your student loans. Call 877-927-6864 right now if you want to save money on your student loans. That's 877-927-6864. You can consolidate your student loans into one low monthly payment, get your deferment time renewed, and even get some of the principal balance forgiven in some cases. You can change the repayment plan as often as you need. There are experts in this program ready for your call. 877-927-6864. That's 877-927-6864. You can stretch your repayment term out from 10 years to as much as 30 years if you need. 877-927-6864 right now to save money on your student loans.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I got a busy schedule. Prepping for the show, interviews, working on the book, spending time with my family. So saving time more than ever is really crucial for my life. That's why I love Stamps.com. It saves me the time and hassle of going to the post office. No more driving, fighting for a parking space. With Stamps.com, you buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, using your own computer and printer. Folks, it's just so easy to get started. Get postage whenever you need it, right from your desk. Right now, Stamps.com is a special offer for my listeners. It's a no-risk trial. Plus, you get $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Only if you use my first name, Colin. With a busy schedule, mine's busy, and so is yours. Saving time, more important than ever. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic, upper right side, type in Colin. That's Stamps.com. Enter Colin. Stamps.com. Use it once. You'll never give it up.
Para resultados y más información acerca de este programa, consultar la página espnradio1700.com.
Okay, you're back. ESPN 1700 with Brian Garrity on the Lifestyles Hour here every Wednesday at 1 o'clock, hopefully giving you a reprieve from your workday while you're working, giving you some fun. The show's meant to be informative. The show's meant to be provocative. I'm going to say things that maybe people don't agree with. If you don't agree, that's okay. That's why we have the free democracy that we live in. If you wanted to go to Madonna's concert, she sure as heck would let you. I will say that, here we go on a tangent. I will say the one thing that I took away from that concert, she's right. Huh. I mean, we have to understand. I mean, you saw that girl that got shot on the bus in Pakistan right. or wherever because she was reading and educating herself. I mean,
right.
we have incredible freedoms here, freedoms. So what I want to do is I always want to wrap up what we're talking about. I hate that the show is only an hour. I know. I just love when I have this panel on. there's going to be something exciting. We talked to Sandra Bernhard at the top of the hour. She was amazing. She gave us a lot of her time, which is a busy, busy gal. She's getting ready to come out here. She'll be here Friday night at 7:30 at Anthology. You'll be able to meet her. You'll be able, if you buy merchandise, she'll take a photo with you. She'll be here Saturday night at Anthology at 7:30 and 9:30. If you've not been to a Sandra Bernhard show, you are missing it. You are missing it. What a great venue Anthology is to go to and to actually, you know, really have an intimate venue meeting time. I'm glad. We're going Friday, and I think that's the perfect night because she's going to have two shows Saturday. So maybe we can get some extra chat time with her because she's just a doll. And hopefully she'll call in another time to the show, too, because I just, out of anyone, really love her. Folks, call 619-399-3300. If you're interested in going to Sandra's show on Friday night, call now, and the first 10 callers, I will buy a pair of tickets. 619-399-3300. And that's money out of my pocket. So take advantage, folks. And that's for not for you to resell. That's for you to actually go. I think actually what I'll do is buy them and then say have the people meet us there. That'd be the case. But we will do that. So you can call our office. And I have our normal 800 number, which I'll give you next week. But I figured with Sandra on and getting everything coordinated, easier this way. Okay. Kardashians, we were talking about. They kind of throw away. I think they've got a shelf life. Julie, you were saying, or Angie, I mean, what's the story with them? They're what, 15-year-old daughter?
There's rumor that the 15-year-old, one of the daughters, has implants. And we all know, I mean, I don't know if, let's get on another tangent really quick. I don't know if you guys saw during 9/11, the Today Show was the only show that did not air the moment of silence at the time of the attacks. And the reason being was because Kris Jenner was there talking about her implants.
I saw that news.
Really?
Coverage.
Is this what is happening? Oh, so the Kardashians are taking over? I mean, this is a bigger priority than...
So monumental, yeah.
A major catastrophe that we all think about.
That was craziness.
So... That just, I don't know. It just,
I mean,
it's very
they've
frustrating.
They've exploded.
And I don't see them slowing down. And that's the sad thing. And
people are all saying, oh, they're going to be a has-been. They're 15 minutes of fame. Is that, are you kidding me? Like you said, Chloe got X Factor. That's just going to propel her to different heights. And there's so many people that would be qualified to be host of that show. It's interesting.
Right. Yeah, but Simon Kyle has no problem firing and rehiring.
Which is a good thing. And we definitely want to talk about and follow Brittany's progress. She's done a great job. She's an amazing job. She's very loving. I'm glad she got the teens because you've got to really nurture those kids, and you couldn't. I think that was the right judge for that group.
Yeah, that was her. That was her life. I mean, that was perfect for her. She is the perfect mentor.
She comes from that demographic.
Yep.
The groups I always think are odd thing. Yeah. I wish to get rid of the groups category. That's just me. I don't know. But
although, my gosh, did you watch that? You remember how they took? They had.
The leftovers.
The leftovers.
Yes.
Yeah. The girls were fantastic. I mean, awe-dropping. I thought they were absolutely wonderful. And that's shocking because they're all solo singers. And they came together. And I just thought their synergy was amazing. So, but none of the others were.
I mean, the guys were horrible, right? Leftover ones. I call those the leftovers. The ones that they make the group. It's like, right. We kicked you out, but come back. We're going to give you another shot.
Can I ask you, is the one girl that has an eye patch with the rhinestones, is that real or is that just a prop? Do we know?
I don't know.
I think it's a prop.
Like Leopard Girl.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I'm so glad that those leopard spots are gone. Oh, she's actually a very beautiful girl.
I couldn't stand her at first.
I
cannot stand her.
Taking
those painted spots off was a huge leap.
Yeah, and she's actually a very beautiful girl, and hopefully she can become more relatable. Yeah.
We're hoping.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you guys would mind coming back next week as a part two. Check your schedules.
Sure, I think I can.
Absolutely.
Because I want to continue on some conversations, and I do want to talk about bowling a little more extensively. Mm-hmm. And Julie has a daughter. Angela has three sons. I want to get some perspective from the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a serious issue.
I've lived it with my children.
Yeah, that's what it's horrible. It's such a serious issue. I really want to focus on it.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga has a foundation. We'll talk about that next week.
Oh, that's great.
I want to thank our producer, Tim. Thank you so much for getting Sandra Bernhardt situated. I cannot even begin to tell you. I was such a nervous wreck, she's going to call. He just was amazing. He was amazing. And thank you for, calming my nerves, getting her on the line, getting everything set up. You do this every week for us, and I really appreciate you going out of your way for me, because I know I'm the kooky host, the different host. Really, I'm not. I'm the host that's going to tell it how it is.
The lovey host.
I love you,
Brian.
That's sweet.
We do.
But tune in next week. We do have a guest that we're planning that you guys are going to like from a reality program. I'm hoping we can get her with us. I'm working on it. A friend of mine, shout out to Tim Garland, because he's helping me do this. And we will see you guys next week. I miss everybody. I miss being on the radio
for the last two weeks.
We're back. ESPN, 1700 AM. Brian Garrett is signing off. Have lots of love and positive thoughts this week, folks. Be nice.
Yeah.